please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about what is a fascist. Well, let's go. Yeah, lately there's a lot of fascism going on. What do you mean? Well, let's read what fascist means. Yes, according to this DLE, it says, one of a body of Italian nationalists organized in 1919 under Benito Mussolini to oppose Bolshevism, hence fascism, their principles and organizations. Yes, it comes from the word fash, which means trouble, vexation, bother. Huh, so there you go. Here's another one, it says fash. Chiefly and dialed 1553. It says trans. Eh? Okay. To trouble, vex, bother, worry. To worry, to bother oneself, to take trouble. So yeah, fascist, in other words, means being a troublemaker. Being a fucking asshole. Yes, so I guess that's what I am. An asshole. Yay, I got a word now. Fascist. I'm a fascist slash asshole. Yeah, so I guess it's worse to be called, right? I'd rather be an asshole than a bitch, in my opinion. Yes, if you don't know what Bolshevism is, it's the assholes that attacked Iran. Yeah, those people. Mm-hmm. And you want to see who's one of them? Look at this douchebag. Yeah, look at this dude. This dude is a supremacist and a racist, in my opinion. Yes, he uses this platform to censor people just so he could say his supremacy stuff. Yeah, this guy, his name is Jonathan Greenblatt. Yes. Well, he says that he's doing this thing because people are being anti-Semitic and racist and, you know, censorship, because people, apparently, their feelings are easily hurt. But I think this guy's just censoring things because he doesn't like people saying things about his agenda. It's just my opinion. Of course, I'm retarded, but, you know, I'm just pointing it out. Am I stupid? Yeah, some people think so. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. I'll leave that up to you, I guess.
We work with Google on using AI to try to interrupt cyber hate before it happens.
Cyber hate? That sounds like a load of crap. Why don't you just have people have a thicker skin and not let the bullshit get to them? You know these are just words on a computer screen, right? They don't hurt you. Yeah, if they hurt you, it's because you're a little dainty snowflake. Just like this guy, he looks like he's effeminate. Just an opinion, but who knows? Whatever.
We work with YouTube to get them to change their algorithms.
Censorship is not good. I know you're trying to push your agenda and all, but sooner or later people are going to wake up to this crap and it's not going to stand. You wait and see. People are going to fucking revolt. Just saying.
So it lessens the likelihood that a young person's going to run into some of these anti-Semitic conspiratorial videos. We work with...
Yes, keep censoring. People will notice. People notice patterns, just like me. And we will rise up and see this shit. You'll see.
Facebook on trying to use a redirect method. So when you search for Holocaust as a hoax, you get directed to like a Yad Vashem.
Yeah, I guess I didn't pronounce it right, but I guess it's about Yahweh, which is God. Yeah, don't you think that the Christian God and the Jewish God is one of the same? Yeah, I don't think that's a coincidence. Think about it. Anyways, back to the show.
Page. So there are different ways they can tweak their algorithms and adjust their products. So they think not only about free speech, not only protect the user's right to free speech, but protect the user's right to not be harassed or hated.
So you want to protect people's feelings while maintaining free speech? Okay, how's that gonna work? That looks like it's gonna be a kind of a fucked up tightrope. But hey man, you like saying these things. I think you're just trying to control the narrative because you want to be doing more bullshit. Just saying.
They've done some good things to deal with very specific cases by taking swifter action when people perpetrate online bullying or online harassment.
Yeah, these people don't want you to notice certain things because they want to keep you distracted. Because when you're docile and distracted, they could do more things. Yes, that's what this is about, in my opinion. But of course, I'm the retarded person, right?
Washington, you know, there's a gap in the legal regime. there are techniques that extremists have used online to terrorize Jews and other people.
Yes, to terrorize Jews and other people. Yes, you don't like certain things to be said, right? You want people to have their feelings hurt, huh? Why? Is it so you could hide things? Or because you truly care about people's feelings? Oh, what a caring and loving person you are. What a healing touch. Oh, you should be a nurse.
Like doxing and swatting and different forms of cyberbullying that are not covered by existing laws and need to be.
Yes, we need laws to protect weak and stupid people, right?
Because, the school principal says, well, it's not really bullying because no one has a bloody nose, right? But in fact, the abuse online can be far, far worse.
Yeah, sure, guy. They made your pussy cry, so now you gotta go cry to your mama, huh? Why don't you grow a pair, my friend? Yeah, you're supposed to have testicles, but apparently you rather have them in your mouth. But that's okay. You need someone to cuddle you? Oh, there, poor boy. Do you need something to drink? I don't know. Aw, poor baby, but whatever.
Isn't anything physical? So, we need legislators to catch up and to fill some of the gaps.
Yeah, all these clowns do is that they're trying to disprove your point, say that you're the retarded person, but no, all they do is in the end is they actually prove your point. Yes, look at this guy. This guy wrote a book, and then you had all these stupid lamoids try to say that his book is full of shit, and they just made him look even better. Yes, so winner, winner, chicken dinner, in my opinion. Oh man, but when are you people going to stop and start doing something that's actually useful? Never. All you people are going to do is just lie, cheat, and steal. Keep censoring. The more you censor, the more that people are going to realize that you're full of shit. Just saying. Well, now that World War III is upon us, no other more bullshit they're going to throw upon you. How about this, the female soldier? You think this little lady is going to fight for you and protect your way of life? No, this chick is just going to get raped. Really? You don't think so? Well, let's see. The average female U.S. Army recruit is 4.8 inches shorter, 31.7 pounds lighter, and has 37.4 fewer pounds of muscle and 5.7 more pounds of fat than the average male recruit, according to a U.S. Army study. So yeah, this chick is smaller and more frail than a man. So who would you rather fight, a man or a woman? You see? You know what? Women shouldn't be soldiers. They should be your wives and your daughters and your mothers. All this other stuff. Yeah, stop doing all this fucking equality bullshit. It's just gonna end up being way, way worse. Just an opinion. And what about strength and endurance? Women have 55% of the upper body strength and 72% of the lower body strength of men. The anaerobic capacity of 20 to 30 year old women is that of a 50 year old man. They are thus more likely to suffer fatigue and cannot carry as much, as far, or as fast as men. Yes, these are just weaker versions of men, so you're better off using the original one. Yes, just saying. And what about injuries? According to the same study, women were twice as likely as men to suffer leg injuries and more than five times as likely to suffer bone fractures. Yes, women don't have that much calcium in their bones, so yep, just like birds. Break, break, break. Just saying. And what about physical fitness testing? At the U.S. military school, West Point, only 21 of 623, which is 3.4% of women, achieve a score equal to the male median in the standard U.S. Army physical fitness test. Yes, they're weaker than men, so why use them? They're just there for breeding purposes. So that's what you should do. But keep on doing this modern bullshit, right? In conclusion, in terms of physical capability, only the top 5% of female recruits were even near the same level as the male median. Having women in the military, especially in infantry, is a terrible, terrible idea. Yes, yes indeed. But America wants to go down hard. Hard. But of course we have to be good guys, huh? Look at this dude. This guy's name is Olvadia Yosef Hefaldi, Chief Rabbi of Israel, speaking October of 2010. Yes, this guy says, the sole purpose of non-Jews is to serve Jews. Yes, yes, you gotta be their little bitches. If not, you're not doing what you're supposed to do, right? They will work, they will plow, they will reap, rape. We will sit like an effendi and eat. That is why gentiles were created. Yes, we are the genteel folk for them, so we're their slaves. We're their footstools. We're supposed to do what they want us to do. Yes, that's what all this shit's about, so... Yeah, what do you think about this? Do you like being their little playthings? I know I don't, but what are you gonna do about it? Probably jack and shit. Just saying. Yeah, life is gonna get crazy here on out. So hopefully you're taking care of your stuff in your personal life. I, for example, haven't put in more YouTube videos because I've been trying to do things. Yes, I'm trying to get a second job. Yes, I got an interview later today, so see how that goes. And also I've been donating plasma to get extra money. Yeah, the last place that I went to, they fucked up my arms. Yeah, every time they've been doing dumbass shit, so I'm not going to them anymore. So hopefully this second job works out for me and I don't have to do that bullshit no more. And yeah, so hopefully you guys are kicking ass and doing what you need to do because, yeah, shit is going crazy. But fuck them. You just do what you need to do. You take care of yourself and each other. Goodbye.
Here with the first Jewish president of the United States. And if he isn't, he should be.